Hello and welcome back to the Lit with Prayer podcast. I'm your host, Dane Camella. Thank you for tuning into yet again another Bible story podcast where we share a Bible story, a personal development tip, and a prayer for your week. If you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe on Spotify or Apple. Leave us a review. It helps us reach new people every single week to learn more about the Bible and the good word. Before we jump into, if you want to support us further, go to litwithprayer.com and you can pick up any of our Christian-related resources or support our upcoming nonprofit, the Lit with Prayer Foundation, which will be aimed at helping young people with mental health issues and providing them resource, counseling, and many other things. So I'm really excited about that, guys, and more to come on that. But let's jump into the episode. Jesus opens blind eyes, John 9, verse 1 through 41. When Jesus read Isaiah 61, he said that he was anointed to preach recovery of the sight to the blind. There are several stories of Jesus healing the blind, but one story stands out because it was a man who had been born blind. Jesus took dirt and made mud with his saliva. He anointed the eyes of the blind man with the mud and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. The man obeyed Jesus and went and washed his eyes. As soon as he did, he was able to see clearly. Jesus healed this man on the Sabbath, which was against their religious traditions. On the Sabbath, the Jews were commanded to rest and not do any work. When the religious leaders heard that this man had been healed by Jesus on the Sabbath, they were very critical and called Jesus a sinner. The religious leaders were themselves blind because they didn't recognize that Jesus was sent from God to heal those who were physically blind as well as spiritually blind. The religious leaders didn't celebrate that miracle of sight for the blind man because their traditions were more important to them. The good news is Jesus still opens blind eyes today. He can heal you physically and open the eyes of your understanding and give you wisdom. Whatever you need, take hold of God's word and ask him to make it a reality in your life. God wants you well, and he wants to see you through the darkness of this world. Jesus is our light, and his word will guide us. God's word never changes, and his promises for you are there when you take them and believe. Personal development tip of the week. Today, I want to talk to you about embracing new seasons of change in your life. Change sometimes is easy to embrace, but other times can be very difficult, especially when it comes to changes that we do not ask for. Maybe it's a job that you lost or a relationship that ended out of nowhere. Whatever it might be, these big changes, no matter how difficult, do have the seed of an equivalent blessing within them. It's just hard to see it when you're going through it. Can you remember a time in your life when something happened that you did not want or expect that was difficult to handle but ended up turning out for the better? Of course you can, because it's happened to all of us at some point in our lives. I share that with you to remind you that whenever difficult change happens in your life, you can choose to see it as a setup for something greater that God is going to do. Even if you can't see that now, just remember the questions you're going to ask yourself determine the quality of the life you're going to create. So the next time you're going through a difficult change, whatever it might be, ask yourself these questions and pray and talk to God about them as well. Number one, what could be great about this change? Number two, what new things can I create or experience in my life now because of this? Number three, was there anything that was missing in my life before this change that I now can pursue again? Lastly, remember, in any season of change, you can find new meaning behind why this change is going to be good for you and for God's plan for your life. Remember, in Matthew 7:7, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened." If you're listening to this podcast and want to answer the question of the week, you can go over to litwithprayer.com/substack. And the question of this week is, if you guys would like to answer it and give me some of your feedback on what you've gone through, is what area of your life have you had major changes in this year? I'm curious, and you can add anything else you want to that, and maybe even how you handled that change for the better. It's always great to hear about other people's experiences when it comes to going through great change. And I know we've all been through some great change over the last few years with everything going on in the world. Prayer for the week. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding me to keep watch over my words. It's so easy to speak negatively and get down on myself when things aren't going my way. Help me to remember that my words spoken out loud are powerful and put into place spiritual forces that are waiting to work for or against me. I take back any negative word or curses that I've spoken over myself and others, and I command that any negative words or curses spoken against me by others lose power right now and become null and void in Jesus' name. I speak massive blessings over myself and my family. In Jesus' name I claim, amen. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, share it with a friend. You never know who might need to hear a message at a certain time. And again, if you want to support us, go to litwithprayer.com. Consider picking up any one of our resources, books, jewelry, etc., or supporting the nonprofit. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't yet. Either leave us a review. And until next time, guys, I will see you very soon. God bless you.